The Late Show with Stephen Colbert made headlines earlier this week. Vice President Joe Biden sat for his first TV interview after the election. It was a bright spot for a show that once struggled to find its voice. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan spoke to Colbert's executive producer and writers during Biden's visit to discover how they turned the show around.
Vice President Joe Biden seemed pretty relaxed when he stopped by Colbert's Late Show on Tuesday. In fact, he was so relaxed, he let a little profanity slip during a sketch where he and Colbert played America's dads, delivering a pep talk to the camera during a family meeting at the end of an emotional election season.
We don't want to hear those swear words from you. Hogwash, baloney, malarkey. You
know? Joe, we're on CBS. They're going to have to bleep half of that.
Hey, look, I'm sorry. I'm so gosh damn darn disappointed.
Of course, that might have also happened because Biden didn't rehearse the skit earlier that day with Colbert. Instead, the host practiced his lines with writer-performer Brian Stack playing Biden.
We overheard you using some pretty salty language, mister. You're better than that. I don't want to hear any more swear words from you, like hogwash or baloney or malarkey. Joe, we're on CBS.
Then Colbert got an idea.
Does this need to have any little life to it? Like, because we're using Steadicam for a reason, right? So probably want.
He asked the camera operator, using a device called a Steadicam, to move up and down during the skit to make the audience watching on TV feel as if they were briefly walking away. Head writer Opus Moreski said such hands-on feedback from Colbert was pretty common.
He's very specific about the way he wants the show to be, and if we were doing our job perfectly, we'd basically be like outsourced versions of Stephen's brain.
But when Colbert first debuted as host of The Late Show last year on CBS, that level of involvement presented some problems. The show could be uneven. Colbert, who'd played a character on his Comedy Central show, The Colbert Report, didn't seem as comfortable hosting The Late Show as himself. He hadn't really found his authentic voice.
He didn't have time to find his voice because before I got here, he really was running the show and every element of it.
That's Chris Licht, who moved from a job as executive producer of CBS This Morning to become executive producer and showrunner for Colbert's Late Show earlier this year. His job? To handle all the non-comedy stuff so Colbert could focus on the funny.
He was able to find his voice because he had a second to think about what his voice was. And then the conventions came at a perfect time.
The show found new energy with live shows during the Republican and Democratic conventions. That included the return of a character who acted suspiciously like the guy who used to host the Colbert Report.
Truthiness has to feel true, but Trumpiness doesn't even have to do that. In fact, many Trump supporters don't believe his wildest promises, and they don't care.
Then came their live election night special on Showtime. At times, that show felt a bit like a wake, as Colbert, who had regularly skewered Trump on air, tried to process the results in real time.
So how did our politics get so poisonous? I think it's because we overdosed, especially this year. We drank too much of the poison.
The show hadn't prepared much for the option that Trump would be declared the winner while they were on air. Sensing the audience's gloom, Lick said he turned to Colbert with three words. No more funny.
The great thing about that election night was you peeled away everything and you were left with just him. And it was pretty compelling.
Viewership for Colbert's Late Show often lags behind Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show on NBC, but Colbert's show is seeing growth. CBS says the Biden episode beat Fallon with their best Tuesday ratings in more than a year. Licht laughed off the idea, floated in a New York Post story earlier this week, that CBS might flip Colbert with James Corden. Corden hosts The Late Late Show, which now follows Colbert at 12:30 a.m. on CBS. Licht said Colbert has found his footing and will focus on calling out hypocrisy no matter who's in charge.
And whether it's in politics or whether it's in just day-to-day institutional life, that's our villain. So that's an apolitical villain.
Colbert's new challenge may be continuing to grow his audience when the thrill of a singular election is long past. I'm Eric Deggans.